Action Park Media.
I think the one season of it was 90 million.
Succession?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think Game of Thrones probably.
And not only that, are you? Or where did you get that number from?
Google.
That sounds like a lot.
It's 90 million.
That sounds like a lot.
There's like private jets in every episode, helicopters. They can only film at like the highest end places in New York.
I believe that Succession was 90 million, but Game of Thrones dwarfs 90 million.
Why? Because of the special effects.
Well, no,
and there's 12.
By the way, they spent, Battle of the Bastards, that big fight. They shot that for like a month. It took like a month to shoot a battle scene.
Right.
Game of Thrones is next level, but if you read it, by the way, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
That's one scene in one episode.
I maybe made up that it's the highest HBO.
You definitely made that up.
I did, but I know it's 90 million.
Do we all want to repent now? You want to make up that you don't have a DMV guy?
I have a DMV guy. If you guys don't want to pay the premium, that's not my problem.
Do you want to repent that you actually got me a stick?
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2. 1, 2.
Episode 41.
Episode 41.
Quick shift.
Quick shift pod.
Quick shift pod. Jason Allison, former teammate.
Tyson Barry, who follows me on Twitter.
Yaroslav Halak.
Former Boston Bruin.
Former New York Islander.
My liege, I did deny no prisoners, but I remember when the fight was done. When I was dry with rage and extreme toil, breathless and faint, leaning upon my sword, came there a certain lord, neat and trimly dressed, fresh as a bridegroom. And his chin new reap showed like a stubble land at harvest home. He was perfumed like a milliner, and twixt his finger and his thumb, he held a pouncet box, whichever and anon he gave his nose and took tway again, who there with angry when it next came there, took it in stuff, and still he smiled and talked. And as soldiers bore dead bodies by, he called them untaught knaves, unmannerly, to bring a slovenly and handsome course betwixt the wind and his nobility. With many holiday and lady terms, he questioned me. Amongst the rest, demanded my prisoners in your majesty's behalf. I then, all smarting with my wounds being cold, to be so pestered with a popinjay, out of my grief and my impatience, answered neglectingly, I know not what, he should or he should not, for he made me mad, to see him shine so brisk and smell so sweet, and talk so like a waiting gentlewoman of guns and drums and wounds. God save the mark.
I'm guessing that was Shakespeare of some sort?
Yes.
I'd hit the salts, stay awake for that.
That was a long passage, bro.
Hotspur.
Long passage.
I believe Henry V or something along those lines. But it's about war.
It's about war.
You think there's going to be a war?
I think that the war is just beginning.
Last night was war.
Yes. And wow. Kachuk is a wild man, and I think that there's a master plan behind it all.
Right. Aren't you supposed to? Isn't that when you're supposed to drop the big hit?
Yeah. You know, you're still in the series. It's not like Trouba when he did it in Game 7.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
We're in it, and we're going home. We're down 2-0.
We're down 2-0. We're getting kind of killed in this game.
Yeah.
Now is the time to send the message, right?
Yeah.
36 penalty minutes, 1 point for Kachuk through the finals.
Fair enough. Jack
finals,
Eichel.
Two games.
Two games. Yeah, exactly. We're still in the finals.
Coming off of, what do you have, 11 points in the last series?
Well, listen,
series?
He's doing what he knows how to do best. He's getting physical because, like I said, the Vegas Golden Knights are a lot.
Yeah, they are.
They sure are.
They're a lot.
Their defense is outstanding. Jack Eichel, I'm sure we're going to see some clips, some separation clips. Mm-hmm. I asked for a specific defensive clip at the nine-minute mark.
Crazy.
But we'll get into it. Look at the grizzly bear. Patrick Waugh.
Yeah. So we talked about him last episode about becoming the Rangers head coach. Patrick Waugh just won the Memorial Cup.
Look at him.
He must be a hard ass.
Oh, bro. He
imagine
is.
Imagine like him being mad at you.
Oh, no. I know. Legendary. Like he used to yell at his defenseman.
That's a beard.
That is a beard.
Yeah.
He is a grisly, scary man. Mm-hmm. Because if he leans on you in between periods, everybody in the room's going, well, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's Patrick Waugh.
You do have nothing.
Right? So if this guy's telling us, raise the level of play, I need the dogs. Mm-hmm. You got to just all look around and go, yeah, I guess he's right.
I got a question. How many head coaches do you see have fans wearing their jerseys in the stadium?
That is...
I think Patrick Waugh might be one of the only guys.
Maybe him and Rod the Bod?
I don't think you even see that many Rod the Bods. Maybe some old school ones, but I mean, I think if he got the Rangers head coaching job, people would have a Waugh Ranger jersey.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I agree. Uh-huh. I agree. I mean, he's bigger than life.
Yeah.
Whoever doesn't hire him is just mistakes are being made.
Yeah. A nice segue here. Moving over to another goalie, Jonathan Quick.
My idol.
Your idol. He could get his third ring without playing 1 minute.
He's got to get in the game.
You're still calling for it. Even after all of the Aiden
no,
Hill,
I'm saying like last night, but just get him a couple reps.
Right?
Put him right? Last night, they're getting blown out.
You just want to shuffle him in?
Keep him warm.
Could you imagine the ovation if they tossed him in with like a minute left? It's like when the NBA subs in their bench guys.
That's what I'm saying. Get him in the game.
That's insane.
Get him in the game. Last night they were up so much, you know?
All right. Do you think Jonathan Quick is open to that idea? Or is he going to say, listen, I don't need the sympathy here.
Right.
All right, okay, guys. I got two of these that are my own.
And one of them happens to be a Conn Smythe,
right,
in case you were wanted to take it and do the deep dive.
So his name's going to go on the cup. He's going to get the cup for a day.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see him. I would love to see him, though.
Yeah. And I'd
love to see him for a second.
We can continue the Jonathan Quick a bit.
Maybe Aiden Hill will get kicked out of a game.
This is the opening for the Knights here. We've talked about the circus and the theatrics.
I mean, great mother of God. Look at that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's... I don't know. Oh, how I feel
they
about
burned
it.
And pillaged the Oilers.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Mm-hmm. It's very Game of Thronesy.
Very Shakespearean.
It's like your opening quote.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
My liege, I did deny no prisoners. Wow.
I mean, it's a legitimate television
this
show.
This is beautiful.
Now, are the players gonna come breaking through there? Is that what's happening here?
No,
well, there comes the cop.
There's a lot more here.
We're just getting going.
We're just getting going. So that's like what they play on the Jumbotron.
Okay, that's the Jumbotron.
And then they go into this.
Oh, you found the circus.
I found the circus, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like a fish show.
Holy shit.
Talk about Game of Thrones.
Wow. Here we go.
Are they going to actually fight?
Oh, they're going to duel? The players are not on the ice yet.
They're all in the dressing room.
They're waiting.
Yep.
But they can hear this.
They can hear it.
It's like the Super Bowl halftime show, but before the game.
Yeah.
Does Vegas get a little leeway and get extra time?
Well, look at this guy banging his fucking chest plate with his sword.
I would like to audition for that guy. Got to be able to skate.
You got to be able to act.
Well, we know I can do that.
He's shown some skills.
Right. Because this guy's a little weak-kneed, right?
Like a little bit,
This
yeah.
guy's good, though. I can tell.
Well, right, Scotty, you would have to be that guy. You'd have to be the actual Golden Knight.
The Golden Knight's got to be the best skater.
Yeah, this guy looks like he can play.
United to victory.
I mean, they should dive into the Russell Crowe of it in Gladiator.
This is amazing.
I wonder who got that contract. Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Like they're going head to head.
Yep.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. A fake duel at center ice?
Yes.
Really mucking up the ice, too.
They might have to send the Zamboni out for a touch up.
Seriously. Dude.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
If I'm the opposing
head coach, I'll go, guys,
come on, let's do a quick once over here.
They call it a dry run.
Do a dry run.
So they don't add water.
That's what they do before the shootout.
Oh, is it a dry run?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe clean up center ice a little bit.
Obviously, the guy in the chest plate's going to win, right?
I would imagine the Vegas Golden Knight is going to win.
Boom.
Darkness, the guy in
now,
yeah,
do
this
we,
good
do we,
guy versus
Do we think this
guy.
Is a Stanley Cup only presentation, or
I would
do they
imagine.
Do this every single game?
No. I mean, I'm sure they do something, but
fucking
this
dragon
is
fucking
dragon on the ice.
How did they get that dragon? It looks 3D. Wow.
What? Get the Zamboni out there. The guy just put a hole in center ice.
Holy shit.
I believe that's the end of the presentation at Vegas.
And then what happens? Yeah, nice, right? And then they just come barreling out of that.
They come skating out of
the
night.
Yeah, but they
the
come through some light thing. That's not all of it.
That's not all of it?
No.
Lomborghini, bad penalty. Yeah. I can't believe, I'll say this about the whole Gudis hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that his last name?
Gudis.
You love Gudis.
Yeah. No, he is my guy.
He might have been the guy that was doing the pre-show. That's probably why.
He could have been.
But I can't believe he took that hit, put himself in that sort of position to take that hit. You know?
Right.
I'm surprised. I never put myself in positions that you would. He's fucked. He had a double concussion there.
Did he?
I mean, it looked it.
Who's this?
Oh, okay.
Do we know who the white-haired gentleman was? Owner
maybe
of the Knights, maybe?
The Knights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. Jack Eichel with another assist.
Mm-hmm. Mark Stone is just big out there, bro.
By the way, when you first.
Look at the separation on this. I mean. Yeah, what?
When you first called him the finesse boa constrictor, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then I watched the game last night. That's exactly what he is.
He's a finesse boa constrictor.
He's a finesse boa constrictor.
Right. You feel it now.
I see it, right? I definitely feel it and
he
see it.
He just has this movement about him.
Yeah, he does.
And it's really beautiful.
Yep.
Vegas jumped all over that.
What a
bro.
Pass.
Yeah, Vegas jumped
all
quick.
And now you see Tkachuk start. The wheels are starting to turn now, right?
Well, he's thinking, what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Right? What do I gotta do? There's really no difference. What am I gonna do and what do I gotta do? Mm-hmm. If you're a winner, are two of the same things.
Yeah.
And I gotta make a move. I gotta turn the tide here. 2-0. This kid is big.
Oh,
that's the prototypical goalie you want now in the NHL. A big body that plays the angles, percentages, and can move post to post well.
Mm-hmm.
And has a little bit of fire.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of fire. It's also who knows if he's even he wouldn't be in the series had
right, he'd still be in the minors maybe.
No, he'd be the backup goalie still for the Knights, but
yeah.
I mean, he seized the moment.
Who was the
this Marchessault kid is on Conn Smythe watch for sure, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure his odds have changed heavily at the sports.
Absolutely. And you know, I thought Kev you were going
to
ask me this already, but Bobrovsky, Bob gets pulled.
Bob got pulled.
Now, what do you think? Why is that?
I mean, well, they got blown out, right? So let them regroup. They're not coming back. When did they pull them? They pull them.
I think it was at 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
Give him a rest. The game's over. Come back home fresh.
Right.
I think we see a new Bobrovsky.
So this play is insane. In the next clip, it will really break it down for you. But watch what happens with Mark Stone.
I mean, this is just captain shit.
Breaks his
broken stick.
Rooney.
Well, broken stick. Play the body. Boom.
Boom.
Sit down.
Montour's not an easy guy to bulldoze.
Assist from.
And then, but look at the. It gets back onside, and then look at this pass. Boom.
But huge assist from the equipment manager.
We
always go back to it. They go, Stone, stick just broke. It's the easiest grab out of the stick rack. He's got the biggest knob.
He has the biggest knob.
Yep.
You don't even have to look. You just go, where's the big knob?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then here's the hit. Were you worried about your best friend?
Well, what the fuck was he doing when he was going off the ice,
that's
Jack?
That's what I said to Kev.
I don't know what the hell happened here. He had a stinger, or he thought he had a stinger, because... That was weird behavior.
I think he was like, holy shit, did I just ruin my neck again?
That's what yes. That was the vibe.
Stingers.
That I got.
Yeah.
Oh!
Like, he was like, fuck, that's the worst place I could have got hit. I have a neck injury, and I hope that didn't
happen. Oh, he said, oh!
Here's kind of toe-picked a little bit, and, you know, saw him at the last
great
minute.
Great answer.
Which is true, though.
Best answer.
He caught him at the last minute. He put his body in the best position.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll give you a pass for looking like a complete insane person coming off the ice. Jack.
And I wasn't even going to ask the question because I kind of ask the questions, you know, steer us in a direction.
Right.
I wasn't going to ask if it was a clean hit. It was a clean hit.
It was a clean hit.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Right.
And by the way, did you know that Mark Stone will be in Brady Tkachuk's wedding party?
I saw that.
Matthew, interesting.
It was a debate if I was going to put that in the package or not.
Well, it's a thought. I mean, I can't. You would know, Sean. You tell us. Is that
you've
by the
been
time
to more NHL
happens?
Player weddings than I have? I mean, is
that's
everyone
true.
Cool? Everyone just gets drunk and they take their shirts off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. That was
so.
It. I mean, look, I went to the, you know, Matt Martin's, which was like Islanders Leafs.
Yeah.
But everybody seemed to just take their shirts off and love each other.
Mitch Marner took his shirt off.
Mitch Marner's not the only one. A lot of people took their shirts off.
Look at Jack.
Here's the finesse boa constrictor.
Look
this is
Jack.
Kind of the play that made me fall
you
into
saw
line
it, right?
with you. Yeah.
And then just marches
he just constricts. He constricts them and then he finesse.
By the time that wedding happens, cooler heads will have prevailed.
Yes.
And they're going to have a great
they'll
time.
Be fine.
Yeah.
They'll
and
be
it's fine. Probably somewhere nice and they want to just get shit.
Playing golf. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
What a
play.
Who's getting married?
Brady Tkachuk.
Oh, Brady. Yeah. Brady, yeah.
Yeah, this Marchessault is, he's just playing.
He's playing.
Talk about coming well. Alive at the right time.
Yeah. I will say when the Panthers scored the goal, made it 4-1, you think, here come the dogs a little bit. I thought they had going to have a little more bite to their game, and they kind of just laid down.
How about Barbashev?
What a hit.
I mean, what a player. What a pickup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What an addition.
What an addition. Is he this an addition? Is he a late addition?
He's a late addition,
Where'd
I believe.
Where'd he come from?
St. Louis. I think I could be correct on that.
He hits.
He what? Not St. Louis? I don't know. But
he came from somewhere.
He came from somewhere, and whoever else didn't get him, like the Leafs, again, should have got him. Well, that was a great pass. Yeah. The fourth line.
Carlson, though.
Did you hear that Sheldon Keefe is probably still going to be the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Who told you that?
The internet.
I believe
it's
then.
It's on the internet.
I believe it. Yeah. And don't hire Patrick Roy. Imagine Patrick Roy, the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Seriously. You want to...
That
you
core four can't handle that, Sean.
No, they wouldn't be able to.
Who can't handle that?
The core four.
Yeah.
He'd break them.
Matthews, Nylander.
They would be terrified of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm terrified of him.
He'd break them. Me too.
Have you ever been yelled at by Patrick Roy?
I have. Yeah. I have.
Care to provide a little color on that?
Well, I almost got Dominic Hasek beat up by Patrick Roy. but he's tripped on a stick. It's a long story.
He can fight too, right?
Oh, yeah. Patty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember the legendary Red Wing brawl?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vernon. Vernon won that fight at a pier. Yeah.
By the way, Vernon, God bless him.
Yeah.
Talk about showing
up.
Talk about showing up.
Yeah.
And getting the upper hand.
Yeah. Garbage goal, but I'll tell you what, Tkachuk not raising his hands. You know, there wasn't even fine. Let's go.
Right. Bussing 10.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see it. We'll see it.
Yeah, because we're going back to Florida and we got to win too.
Well, we'll see it in a second here. I'm pretty sure a Panther fan threw a rat on the ice for that goal. And that's, as we've been talking about, poorly timed rat throw.
Well, yeah.
And Tkachuk didn't seem to enjoy it either. Yeah.
And then here comes his 10 right here, his second 10 of the Cup Finals. I mean, That's a soft
10. But
that's
it's
a ridiculous 10.
It's that Chicka. Yeah. It's that Boston referee guy. He's a guy that didn't play the game, so he doesn't understand. So he's like, let's calm this shit down. All right. I got the big horn here. I'm gonna throw this guy out of the game and we're gonna settle everything down again. That's what they say.
You just wonder if when they gather in their little room, if they go like yikes, I probably shouldn't have banged it for 10 on that.
No,
you're like, fuck them. They don't have to answer for it.
They don't have to answer for it, okay? Mm-hmm. And they think that they're God, and they're probably like, yeah, I got them.
No, bro, they're on a scoring. They get judged, bro.
Yeah, but it's the Stanley Cup final. What's
right,
happen?
Theoretically, it's got to be, this is probably the best ranked crew.
What the fuck is happening here?
That's the end of the game. That's how many people were left on the Panthers bench.
I don't understand.
Everybody got kicked out? Or
a lot of penalties, yeah.
There's like no time left on the clock.
Yeah,
and
I think this was under a minute left. Everyone was just kind of got booted.
This is where
Scotty jumps out and just floats around center ice.
Garbage time.
pad the stats a little bit, see if you can pick one up.
Well, that's why you'd be a great video guy, because you could always fill in practice, right? When we got...
Right,
we're short bodies.
I can take the one-timer spot on the power play when the guys are, you know, trying to figure out a new kill or something.
Could you grab
like
the glove and the waffle and maybe
No. I mean, come on. I'm a realist.
Right.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't be killing the penalties, though?
No, I'd be on the power play.
The grinders, they kill the penalties, but it's fine.
Right, like if Scotty were to get that opportunity, it would be on defense.
And by the way, I have seen video guys in practice gear playing with the team. Practicing with the team. There's times that has happened, but they aren't manning the half wall on the power play.
They're not manning that.
Okay. Well, regardless of their background and how great
of a
roller play.
You guys want to learn a few things, I should just toss me out then. But
okay.
That's neither here nor
good
there.
Good to know.
I do want to ask about the Tkachuk shooting the rat over at the Vegas bench. Do we like the tactic? Do we not like the tactic?
I would have liked to see him get a little bit of height on it and hit somebody in the face with it.
Okay, that's your take?
Like, my guess is
he's... Or in the chest.
Okay. My guess is he's probably... He's mad about the loss.
Yeah.
Scores a goal, doesn't raise his hands. He took a couple penalties. Mm-hmm. He's probably mad at himself.
Yeah.
I don't think he probably gave the rat a thought other than get out of my way.
I would have liked to have seen him respect the rat, pick it up, and carry it off the ice.
You thought that...
That would have been too much. I'd be upset with him if he did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought that his shot was intention-free?
I just think he's just like, yo, this game is over. Get me the fuck out of here. Yeah. This is bullshit. He's not wanting to deal with rats. He's got to... He's in one. They're in one.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's in one.
Yeah. Florida will tie this series up.
So, Kev, you want to tell Sean what your take was?
I think game five looks real good for us.
As a clinch game?
Yeah, wow. He thinks that the cup's going to get hoisted game
no,
five.
No, how about this?
I'll tell you what. Let me say this is going to be pretty cool either way because I will and we will. We'll be in the. It doesn't matter. We'll be in the dressing room and we'll raise Lord Stanley.
Let me.
We'll drink at a Lord Stanley. You think Jack and the guys aren't going to bring us in?
Aren't you not allowed? No, if you don't win the cup, you can't drink out of the cup.
Well, we have no worries of winning the cup at this point.
Actually, that's not true.
I'm 43. How old are you, Kev?
My cup days are over. I'm 49. Right. Listen.
So we'll pick that cup up.
No, you cannot lift the cup. You can drink out of the cup. That's one rule of Lord Stanley.
Well, my name's on the fucking cup, so I think I can still do whatever I want to do.
Yeah. In Detroit?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I'll wear my Stanley cup ring next episode.
Will you please wear the cup ring.
Can I put it on?
Yeah.
I'd like to wear the ring.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay.
Listen, what I'm saying is that I believe that game five could be a clinching game. I'm not saying they're going to clinch, but I think that
Florida's
going to take one or two. And if I had to pick a game, I like game five for us.
Okay.
Not for anybody else.
All right.
For us.
Will you come into the dressing room and raise the cup?
I actually do know a couple things about cup etiquette.
I mean, cup rules.
The Stanley Cup has been to goal.
Yes.
And it's funny because we'll put the picture in. Stanley Cup came to goal, and I made sure to like dress in all black because I didn't want. I'm like, yeah, the last thing I need is Lou Lamoriello seeing me. Partying with the Stanley Cup in round one of the playoffs. Oh. Little premature. Yeah. So I was super hands off. I didn't touch the cup that time, but I have held the cup for photos, and I did drink out of the cup.
Wait, hang on. So the Islanders were in the midst of a playoff run, and the cup came into goal, and you
Correct.
Were posing for pictures with the cup? You were touching the cup?
I did not touch the cup.
Okay.
And I intentionally didn't wear Islander colors as to not rattle.
He wore black.
That's thoughtful of you.
He was very conscious.
And in fact, I wouldn't let anybody touch, even kids.
All right.
I told kids, kids, in Islander jerseys, you were not allowed to touch that cup. That goal.
Okay. You told kids?
I told kids, don't touch that cup.
Kids in the bar?
Yeah, for the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, the cup comes in. Oh, pets are off.
Okay. Pets are
that's
off,
fair.
Brother. Come on.
That's fair. I got one last thing. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I love it. By the way, no look, stiff arm, into the face, and got sent him packing.
Yeah,
shut it down.
She was
shut
strong.
It down, and you know what?
Yeah,
let's give her a let's get that's it. That's how you move up the ladder.
Well, yeah.
I want to see more of her.
Right. Get her on the main
let's
desk.
Let's get her on ESPN.
Yeah.
She did not fold whatsoever.
She never blinked.
And by the way, that's a good sign for the Florida Panthers going back to Miami. She might have just been the rallying call they needed.
She's got eyes in the back of her head. Did you see that?
That's like you ever see the Suns and Four guy?
Who
knocked out, I don't know who they were playing. Anyways, viral fan moment. You're right. They could rally around that.
I don't know but I feel it.
I'm shocked
you didn't
know
see
Suns
the guy. The guy was like a meathead Suns fan. He had on just a regular, just a jersey, no sleeves, nothing. Some opposing fan started talking shit to him. He pumped him 5-6 times.
And said Suns
and
four?
And then yanked him and said Suns and four. And then the Suns won in four.
Stop this.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Barstool
Portnoy cut him in 50-50. Suns and four, and they released a Suns and four merch and made a 50, gave the guy half of the t-shirt.
And I'm sure he probably made 200,000.
Sure, Suns and four has been very good to him. He also fucking pumped that dude.
Four or five
right hands.
Destroyed his leg. Right. And he couldn't have beat up a guy who looked more beat upable.
Are the Suns any good?
Well, this is a couple years ago. Yeah, but okay, you pulled this clip, bro. It's great.
Wow. I'm gonna put it in, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but so, I mean, fun game, but also kind of... It was an ass kicking.
A lot happened.
Yep.
A lot happened. It was a blowout. Like I said, Vegas is just a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can't come up with a better.
Mm-hmm. My liege, I did deny no prisoners.
Oh boy.
But I remember when the fight was done and I was dry with rage and extreme toil, breathless and faint, leaning upon my sword. Yeah, well, now you just threw me off. Leaning upon my sword. Ah, fuck. Ah. Quick Shift, episode 41.